listener production.
Hello, Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. A person has tragically died during a crash in Darkin in West Arthur this morning. It's understood the car they were driving veered off the road and hit a tree near Boyup Brook Arthur Road and Caper Cup Road at around 6 o'clock. Major crash detectives are investigating. Four men have a date with the magistrate for allegedly attempting to steal gold-bearing dust from a Kalgoorlie mine. The alleged incident happened at Northern Star Resources' Jubilee Mill last Friday. They'll appear in court later this month. A major operation targeting illegal fishing has proved successful in Moore River. Deep Herd and Lancelin police apprehended a group of people for fishing 3 weeks outside of the marine season last month. The area is fragile due to its population. A driver with a lead foot has been sprung in Lake Grace. They were caught going 50 k's an hour over the speed limit at 165 k's an hour. A new disability-run cafe is set to open its doors to the public in Kalgoorlie in the next couple of weeks. Disability service provider Epic launching the initiative to help people develop important skills. CEO Stephanie Sota says the project has been in the works for the past 2 years.
We had some challenges, pre-COVID to get it sort of set up and then waiting for building materials, and we're finally at a point now that we've got it completed and we're offering an opportunity for local people to have training, upskill in hospitality in Brewster.
It's hoped a new baiting program in Narrogin will help to reduce pigeon numbers. Pest controllers will be brought in to cull them with baits amid failed attempts to reduce the numbers. In sport, lots of action tonight in the Kalgoorlie Boulder women's basketball with finals in full swing. CBC clash against the Spartans at 6:05. Then tomorrow night, the Saints play the Olympians at 6:15 to secure the first grand final spot up for grabs. Head down to Neil's Hansen Basketball Stadium to watch.